بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي خبيب عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: لما وقف الزبير يوم الجمل دعاني فقمت إلى جنبه. This is, we are still in the chapter of amanat and fulfilling amanat and trust, and this is a lengthy hadith basically with regard to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his inheritance and how his son had taken the responsibility and fulfilled and settled his estate as his father had required. So this was is relevant to the subject, that this amanat that was on his shoulders of the estate. And today, unfortunately, if we think, we are very, very negligent. How many of us have got a will made? Whereas when once a person becomes baligh and he has any small amount of assets also, he should have his will made, so that the trustees of his estate can then execute that will accordingly. But unfortunately, we don't do that. How many people who are regular with their namaz, roza, etc., but their estates are not wound up, or it is just done in a haphazard way. Many, many of us, we go to the lawyers, and we have a will drawn up by the lawyers. And according to Shariat, it is not worth the paper it is written on. Allah Ta'ala has made already the shares, we don't have to make them. Well, then there are different aspects of the estate that we have to see, of our will that we have to make. So anyway, we can see the great consideration for this very important aspect of our lives that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَمَّا وَقَفَ Zubayr يَوْمَ الْجَمَلِ, on the day of the battle of Jamal. This is known, Jamal is a camel. And this battle is known as the battle of the camel because Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was leading the one side of this battle. And she was leading it on a camel. And on the other side was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was also, unfortunately, this was an internal fight, but each one were convinced that they are on the truth and the truth must be maintained. And this requires a lot of explanation, but in our eyes, all the Sahaba are truthful, loyal, and sincere to Islam. And this is not for us to delve in. This was these were their differences, and Allah Ta'ala, that we leave to Allah Ta'ala. We respect each and every Sahaba. However, that it is known as the battle of the Jamal is because Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was seated on the camel and leading the army in this instance. So Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَقَالَ دَعَانِي فَقُمْتُ إِلَى جَنْبِهِ. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my father, called me, and then I stood by his side. فَقَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ, and then he told me, إِنَّهُ لَا يُقْتَلُ الْيَوْمِ إِلَّا ظَانِمٌ أَوْ مَظْلُومٌ, that today nobody will be killed in this battle but a person who is a zanim, an oppressor, or a person who is a mazloom, the oppressed, one of the two. وَإِنِّي لَأَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأَقْتُلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا وَإِنِّي لَا أَرَانِي إِلَّا سَأَقْتُلُ الْيَوْمَ مَظْلُومًا, and I see, according to what I understand, that I will be killed today. I see I'm going to become shaheed Muslim as an oppressed person. So anyway, that was that. But the important part for us with regard to this hadith is about inheritance. And even in there, in the battle, when he is convinced he is going to be made shaheed, but he says that وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَكْبَرِ هَمِّ لَدَيْنِ, is the debts that I have on my shoulders. That is my biggest worry. and how it was, what, how it, oh, I have got my, my properties, estates, etc. But I've got debts also. And all this must be sorted out. How many of us really worry if our parents, for example, or anyone passes away, that we sort out his debts, we sort out all his estate properly according to Sharia. Unfortunately, just what, and also more sad and more wrong, is that the woman, the sisters, the mother are usually not given their proper share. And they are just made to, they just told a few words or something, or just given something. But this is a very important aspect of our deen, the distribution of the estate according to Sharia, and that everyone accepts it. Many times, whoever sees that he will get more if they go to court, then they put Sharia one side and they go to court and they get their things sorted out and they get the bigger share. So as we will read the hadith, we will see that when it was done according to the command of Allah, how much barakat Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had given. And a lesson for us to learn is that in this instance, with regard to the inheritance and the distribution of it, that it should be done correctly according to Sharia. And we should have at all times the greatest and the utmost respect for all the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself had warned us against any type of any enmity to any of his Sahaba. What their matters are their matters, but for us is to respect and honor all of them. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.